Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hey, real quick, before we get into CJ's commentary yesterday in his press conference, we're getting a lot of texts. And it's not just this morning. It's basically been since we knew on Sunday afternoon that the Texans would be playing the Chiefs. And I understand some of it is like funny ha-ha memes of Patrick Mahomes having the referees over to his house for Christmas and things like that. Those are very funny. But those of you that are legitimately concerned, like this is going to be what tips the game, that the league and the referees somehow are conspiring to get the Chiefs into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I don't even care if you're right or wrong, but I think you're wrong. And I think I speak for Seth here because we just discussed it during the break. Payne and Pendergast find that to be a boring topic.
It's like, all right. I mean, it's easy to do, and to just let's blame somebody else or blame a vast conspiracy that somehow chose the Chiefs, God knows why.
Yeah.
There are memos out there or something ordering. I don't buy into it. I think it's a horrible way to live your life. I think that, yes, there's going to be bad calls in football games. There always are. And you know what? Sometimes good teams or good players are going to get the benefit of the doubt. That's just the way it's always been. But I look at it like, oh, you got to overcome this, you got to overcome that. I just don't think it's nearly as big a factor as that some people have let it be in their minds. Now, if you show me receipts, show me actual documentation, show me actual evidence or something.
Emails.
Then we can have a conversation versus like, it sure does feel like, I need more than that.
Yeah.
I need more than that.
I'm bringing this up out of respect for you, the listener, not to drive you away. I'm not telling you go listen somewhere else. What I'm telling you is that if that's what you're coming to the store for, reading these texts that are preemptively bitching about the referees, then that product is not in the store this week. That's the equivalent of like if you go to a pizza joint and you like the meatballs there, like the appetizer, that appetizer's not on the menu this week. Sorry. Now, if for you that's actual pizza, you know, like that's like, then sorry, then this pizza joint does not have pizza this week. So you were just not, I find it to be a boring and a small topic. Like if that's your angle on the game, then I just think like I as a sports fan, like you just said, like how do you go through life as a sports fan worrying all week about the referees leading up to a game? I don't know.
I don't get it. Let's see where Kansas City is on total number of penalties. crap. Third fewest in the league.
They're a good team. Can I say they're a good team? Why'd you have to do that out loud? Where are the Texans?
I think Texans, last time I checked, I thought they were middle of the road. Uh-oh. Oh, fourth? They've got the fifth most in the league. Now, if you removed Laremy Tunsil's unfortunate penalties from earlier in the season, they'd actually be in the bottom half. And Laremy Tunsil's, I don't know why. There's still a lot of people that want to make excuses for Laremy Tunsil's penalties. Yeah. And he's been much better over the second half. He you could tell he made a conscious effort to clean it up. He had that blip in the Titans game, which I'm cool with. I don't want to excuse that, but it was a blip. But without it was an extreme. It was a record-breaking pace he was on. Without Laremy Tunsil's penalties, they would be, I think, in like the top, the third fewest penalties.
And
in the
he's
league.
Cleaned that up, to your point. Like that's a trend that has that's gone away.
Yeah. No, and as far as like, and honestly, yeah, there is like the actual specific penalties and everything. I think the Chiefs played relatively clean football. You'd probably look at Juwan Taylor in the last few years, and that's the biggest issue they've had. So I just don't worry about it. I very rarely have ever worried about that, other than when, you know, there might have been valid reasons to be concerned whether there's going to be retribution against the Astros.
Yeah.
I can't go through life that way.
No.
I can't go through life that way thinking that the game is rigged. Okay, why bother playing then? I'm not going to, until I've got clear, unless you show me the email where Roger Goodell ordered all the officials to somehow give the Chiefs the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I'm not gonna go through.
We want electronic proof on this show. That's what we want.
Yeah.
CJ was funny yesterday. CJ was asked about the tribute T-shirts that the team was wearing for Tank Dell in warmups before the Chargers playoff game. Here's what CJ had to say about
it. It's kind of, I don't like it, but I mean, I like that, but it's just, it reminds me of like the funeral shirts and, that's kind of what we do back home is like, right. I'd rather, be there for somebody than rather just wear a T-shirt. So, but I don't mind wearing the shirt. I think our EQ gets them for us, and it's a good way to remember somebody for that year, But I don't want them to ever think like they just on the shirt. Like I actually do check up on my guys who aren't playing no more, care for them more than just wearing a T-shirt. So, they're dope. It's a good way. I hope they like it, but I don't know if I would want to be all up on a shirt. I think it's amazing that we do that and everybody shows respect to the person who is out for the rest of the year, but thank God they're not on the other side.
He caught himself because he kind of didn't want to disrespect the gesture or right. Anything. I kind of like that. If I'm going to read too much into CJ not really being cool with the funeral shirt for Tank Dell, you put things in perspective a little bit. And CJ looked like he had a hard time recovering emotionally from Tank Dell's injury in
that
game.
Yeah.
You just always got to remember it's a like these awful injuries in sports usually are orthopedic injuries. There's the Damar Hamlin incident and things like that, or when somebody has a spinal, that's really, really scary stuff. And Tank Dell's injury was awful, and it was really, really, you feel really bad for Tank Dell. But there's a certain level of stoicism you got to have about this stuff. And remember, ultimately, at the end of the day, this is not life or death. Let's play some football.
It was weird. I'm glad CJ acknowledged it that way because it was very strange. There was a picture that was circulating that I saw before the game. CJ had the Tank T-shirt on, and he was on the right. Diggs is in the middle. Diggs just has like a cool ass leather jacket on. And then there's Tank on his crutches on the left. And I'm going, this looks a little awkward here, like that CJ's wearing the tribute T-shirt to someone who's standing 3 feet away from him, to the left. I almost, like, to CJ's point about like the life or death aspect of it, I almost expected Tank to like have that glow around him that like Jedi's do when they pass into the netherworld.
Oh, like he's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Like he's
or
a
something.
Force ghost.
Like he's actually standing there as a ghost or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, like a Tank Dell. Like there's CJ, there's Diggs, and there's a Tank Dell Force ghost, and CJ's got his RIP Tank shirt on.
That's what we should do in our Payne and Pendergast T-shirt store. Is in advance, let's do your funeral shirt and my funeral shirt.
Oh yeah. Oh, that would be badass.
Who makes the best funeral shirts? I'm unfamiliar with this whole thing.
Text in.
Is it a SoCal thing, the funeral shirts, or what?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And CJ, I think I just figured out. Seth's going to make fun of me for this, I can tell. When CJ said that EQ got the shirts for us, I started scouring the Texans roster to see whose initials were E and Q.
Oh, yeah.
But it just dawned on me, he was talking about the equipment managers probably, right? Like the equipment people?
Probably. I didn't know for sure either. I assumed that's what it was, but I didn't know for sure.
Okay, yeah. I thought that was like a standard football term that I was unfamiliar with.
No, because at first I thought, like, is that the name for whatever the player programs guy is now or something?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah, so because he had said they at some point, right, when he was referring
he
to
did,
EQ.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's probably talking about the equipment
okay,
staff.
Okay, gotcha.
I like that lingo.
I do, too.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before.
EQ,
all right.
Yeah.
Acronyms are good.
Yes.
Swarm much? Yeah.
Here was CJ. Okay, CJ, I don't know if I like this cut right here. CJ was asked by somebody about, hey, did you, when you were growing up, when you were a kid, did you watch the NFL playoffs? And what are there any games out there in particular that you recall in watching the playoffs?
Yeah, you know, I definitely looked up to a lot of guys growing up, you know, and watched these type of games growing up. And, you know, I remember watching Houston play in Kansas City some years back and went up early, you know, and they ended up coming back, you know. So not saying that's how it's going to go, but remember watching that one. Remember watching all the AFC championships with Burrow and Mahomes, and I watched the one with Josh Allen and Mahomes, you know, all those great games. So, you know, I've always wanted to be in these type of moments, which is amazing. I'm able to do it in year two again. You know, so I'm definitely not taking it for granted, and definitely, you know, going to try to earn my op and, you know, try to run with it. So
yeah, man.
Yeah, yeah. When he said he mentioned, you know, the Texans playing the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I did think, okay.
There's not a good answer to that question.
What was the score of the 2016 game?
It was 30 to nothing.
30 to nothing?
Yeah, 30 to nothing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't remember that as being as bad as it was. Yeah, as soon as he said the Chiefs in the playoffs, it's like, well, this is not going to end well. And then he brought up the comeback. If anything, though, a 16-year-old CJ is watching that game.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, all right, if I'm ever playing against Pat Mahomes, no lead is safe.
That's right. That's right, yeah. No, he's going to be on his toes that whole game.
Especially
sure.
When you got the officials on your side. Yeah. I'm joking.
So, yeah, CJ, why'd you have to bring that up, man? Why'd you have to do that?
I'm glad that he's aware of that. No, he didn't. Somebody in the press conference had mentioned that the Texans have never been to the conference championship. And see, I was surprised CJ said he wasn't aware of that.
Do you believe
him? I think he just probably hadn't been thinking about it as an obstacle. Mm-hmm. He probably kind of, like, if he had time to think about it, he probably would have been able to tell you. He just hadn't, like, it tells me this. D'Amico hasn't gotten up in front of them and said, he hasn't given the old Bill O'Brien speech of, like, guys, this organization has sucked in the past. Ah, bunch of bums used to play here, except for me. And so he hasn't done that speech that Bill O'Brien did at Hard Knocks.
That was for his coaches. Remember that? He's like sitting at the head of the table telling all the coaches what trash the organization's been before they
got
there.
This organization, bunch of worthless hoes up until now. So let's do something about it, hey? And the disrespect the disrespect to our awful, awful quarterback.
These guys
don't think Brian Hoyer's an all-pro.
Who went on to lose a playoff game 30 to nothing to the Kansas City Chiefs. Yeah. Here was D'Amico. One of the more interesting things from the playoff games this weekend was A.J. Brown reading a book on the sidelines, like during the game, like in between series, pulling out a book. What's the name of the book again, Seth? You're reading it.
Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy.
Inner Excellence.
Several chapters into it, which is not as impressive as it sounds when you're talking about a self-help book. You know, usually these are whole lot of lists in this book, but I'm enjoying it so far.
That's my kind of book. I got to read that, too.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Here was D'Amico Ryans. They asked him on the coach's show, Mark and John did, if a player reading a book in game, what would you think if you saw a player reading a book on the sidelines?
What's wrong with this guy? No. First off, where did the book come from?
Yeah. How did it get out there?
How did it get out here? Yeah. Like, that would be my first thought is, how did you get a book? And yeah. What are you reading?
Team introductions. You're carrying it.
What are you reading about? Yeah. Never seen that, but AJ, whatever keeps you grounded, man, keep doing it. I guess it's working for him.
Yeah. D'Amico didn't have any clue about the story of it at first when they asked him that. Yeah, so it wasn't like he was just kind of – when they asked him reading a book on the sideline, I think in most people's minds, your mind immediately goes like, what, like Jane Austen? Is he reading a Dean Koontz thriller? D'Amico didn't know that it's actually a book for athletes on how to achieve inner excellence.
Yeah.
And I would imagine D'Amico – after learning about the story and everything, he'd probably be all about it. You know, D'Amico's got a few self-help books behind him in his office. One of them is The Energy Bus, which I read. And I think D'Amico would probably... I read after I found out that D'Amico had read it. I think that D'Amico would probably be cool. Like, yeah, like these things, like I believe in them. And yeah, if it works for guys, then for sure, use it.
Do you think that once he's healthy again, once his Achilles is repaired for a second time, that Deshaun will have the coffee bean tucked under the bench for when he starts playing football again?
The coffee bean, which he listed as his favorite book.
You read the coffee bean twice during a one single break in our show. One
during
time.
A bathroom break.
Yeah, it's a
hardcover pamphlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was it was fine. It was fine. it was really I can't remember the author of that book. I actually have come to like him because he kind of like his books are more like a collection of parables or something.
Yeah.
It almost reads a little bit like they read almost like some of the stories you hear on Christian radio, you know, of like the way that it's like a short story that tells a life lesson. And I kind of, the Energy Bus is kind of like that too. I've come to appreciate those books, even though they're not my cup of tea or my coffee bean per se, but I they're good to give to groups because, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to give your whole team a 400-page book that's like science grounded and everything. They're not going to read it. Well, so you give them these books that are digestible and they work well.
If we're being honest, Deshaun wouldn't have the coffee bean under the bench tucked there. He would have pass it on by Deshaun Watson underneath
pass
the bench.
It on. Oh, that's right. I read that book too. Well, no, I read parts of that book.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have it. I think I got rid of it. I don't know why.
Wow. How much did you get for it?
The biggest message I've gotten from that book so far, which is I think it's probably perfect for AJ Brown, and I'm guessing somebody gave it to him right around the time that he and Jalen Hurts were reportedly having some kind of issue.
Yeah.
The big one is adopting an attitude of selflessness over self-centeredness and just kind of getting out of your own head in terms of what your expectations are, what's your measuring stick for success, and bringing it back into the things that really matter. And then also understanding that as you're trying to achieve excellence as an athlete, you should be doing those same things to actually improve your life and your quality of life and everything. Like, they should be one and the same. So like all the things that you're doing to be a better athlete should also be making you a better and happier person. But a lot of it is about getting away from being self-centered. And I think for receivers especially, You know, because that's a lot of stuff goes on that affects the stat line for a wide receiver. A.J. Brown could play the game of his life, but only get like three targets because he's getting doubled all the time.
Yep.
You got to figure out a way for that to not bother you. So I would guarantee you that D'Amico, if he knows the whole story and why A.J. Brown is reading it, D'Amico would be all about that.
Oh, yeah. And you give a thumbs up to that book so far.
So far. I mean, yeah. they're all good. Yeah. If you got like the self-help books, like there's... You read enough of them, and it's all the same stuff. Yeah. You can trace them all back to various Western and Eastern philosophers. They just package it in different ways, but they're all good little inner reminders of those same lessons, but just with a different phrasing, and it reminds you of things.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Peyton Manning on the Manning Cast. Manning Cast highlights that I saw were pretty good this week. It was Belichick's last Manning Cast, so the goodbye that they gave him was excellent from one Manning in particular. But Peyton Manning laying out the rules for quarterbacks buying gifts for teammates was pretty funny. We'll get to that and a whole lot more as we roll on here on a Wednesday.